China drives climate change more than any other country. And as seas rise, China stands to lose more of its heavily populated coastline than any other country. But you wouldn't know this from talking to Chinese people. As the Global Climate Summit prepares to kick off in Paris at the end of this month, NPR's Shanghai correspondent Frank Langfitt reports that most Chinese just don't see climate change as a big problem.
Chinese people worry every day about the health effects of polluted air, but a lot less about its impact on the Earth's climate.
I'm not really concerned because I think the distant future has little to do with me because I'll already be dead. I'm not that forward-looking.
This is Yu. She's in her 50s, and she didn't want to give her full name in case government officials didn't like her comments. She spoke earlier this week as she studied her smartphone on a bench in People's Park here in Shanghai. Yu said a lot of people in China think the way she does.
Ordinary folks don't have a lot of vision. They're only interested in what's in front of their eyes.
Only 18% of Chinese say they are very concerned about climate change.
Bruce Stokes is director of Global Attitudes at the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C., which studies global issues and trends.
The Chinese are the least intensely concerned of any of the populations in the 40 countries that we surveyed. And we did a 20-country survey asking this very same question 5 years ago, and they were the least concerned then as well.
Which is curious for the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitter. Stokes can't fully explain this disconnect. He says one theory is that, until recently, the Communist Party and its massive propaganda machine treated air pollution and climate change as separate issues.
The messaging strategy of the government has been very conscious to say, yes, we acknowledge there's air pollution, we're trying to deal with that, but this has nothing to do with climate change. That's a Western problem.
China built a dirty industrial model that drove spectacular economic growth for more than two decades, but it's been shifting away from that formula. And last November, the government announced for the first time that emissions here would peak around 2030. Xie Zhenhua says Chinese are more focused on air pollution than climate change because the former is so present in their lives. Xie, a government climate official, spoke at a news conference in Beijing.
People feel the impact of smog firsthand. Actually, people haven't yet felt the danger posed by global warming.
But they will, climate scientists say, especially here in Shanghai.
I'm Ben Strauss. I'm a scientist at Climate Central.
That's an independent organization focused on climate change. Strauss says if emissions continue to grow unchecked, global temperatures will rise by 4 degrees Celsius, that's a little over 7 degrees Fahrenheit, by the end of the century. And seas will eventually rise, affecting 145 million people along China's crowded coast.
Shanghai has by far the largest number of people on land that would be submerged in a 4 degree C warming scenario. Almost twice as many as the next largest urban area, which happens to be Tianjin, also in China.
Climate Central estimates water would flood most of Shanghai's financial district, home to some of the world's tallest skyscrapers. Chang, a 27-year-old who sells wealth products here, says he'd hate to see that happen.
Of course I'm worried. If a great city like Shanghai is no longer, it'll be a shame, right?
But others seem unfazed. Scientists say the flooding could occur slowly over time. Most people in Shanghai focus on commerce and their immediate lives. An art student named Hu said he'd read about the threat. Actually, there are many reports like this, he says. I don't take them seriously. My classmates paid little attention to this issue because it has zero relevance to our majors. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.